USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Republican National Committee for censuring GOP lawmakers, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, investigating January 6th.
The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Representative Elise Stefanik of New York.
My reaction is the RNC has every right to take any action.
The censure vote was held in Salt Lake City, Utah, last week. Former Vice President candidate Sarah Palin and her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times newspaper continues in the Big Apple. Palin claims the editorial defamed her by falsely suggesting a connection between her politics and a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona that wounded Representative Gabby Giffords. James Bennett, the former New York Times editorial page editor, said Tuesday that he was at fault. USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Vermont lawmakers, following the lead of their constituents, have written a law guaranteeing abortions in the Green Mountain State.
Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's husband, Chastin, criticized a Florida bill that addresses conversations teachers will have with their students about gender and sexual orientation. Chastin on MSNBC says this bill would kill kids.
But it's true. I know myself what it feels like to have trauma start at a very young age when people tell you you don't belong.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the Biden administration continues to encourage illegal immigration with free everything, Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Fox News weighs in.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books. We have a situation that is a crisis because of the policies of the Biden administration. We have people who are getting ankle monitors, but then cutting them off as soon as they get to their final destination within the U.S. If we enforce the laws on the books and said, no, you aren't able to come here illegally, you are not welcome here illegally, then we would actually be in a situation where we wouldn't even be having this discussion. So I think it's really simple. Build the wall, enforce the laws on the books, enforce Title 42 and the MPP policy. But we've seen that this administration is more intent on executing on a political agenda than actually following the laws. You know, every town in America is a border town. And I have been on countless flights where there have been migrants with paperwork. They have just come across the border and they're being sent all over the country. And of course, we see in cities like New York and other places in California, you don't even have to prove citizenship to vote. So it makes you wonder, what are the motivations of this administration where they are blatantly breaking the law, subverting the law, and sending these people all across the country? We know we have over 1.7 million people come across our borders apprehended just last year.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.